Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Chit Chat with Fatex, and I'm your host Fatex. I'm back to another episode of Chit Chat with Fatex. Today we have we'll have a very juicy topic, but before that we have our guest in the house, Kimberly.
Hola, hi, good evening. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're gonna talk about double dating, which is such a juicy ass topic. Like, what does double dating mean? Double dating mean when you are basically dating more than one person at the same time, and it doesn't even have to be dating, when you're talking to more than one person at the same time, and you're not making it seem like as if you're single.
You're giving him the vibes. You're giving your
when he doesn't know, like talking to more than one person. And then if they ask you, like if the guy asks you or the girl asks you, say, yeah, I'm single. Yeah. But then you're now talking to like a lot of people.
No, even if you don't say you're single, there is a particular vibe you give. Guy. When you know you're not the actually means you're giving that green light sign that okay, even if I'm in a relationship, okay, the guy doesn't always ask of me, doesn't call me, just wanna.
When you tell people you're not in an exclusive relationship, that's basically what double dating means, and it's very, very common and very, very popular, especially with the young crowd, the teen young crowd. Let me not say teen, young crowd.
Exactly.
So, like, we're going to talk about just a few aspects of it. The first aspect we're going to talk about is right or wrong. So, Kimberly, what do you think about double dating? Do you think, how do you like feel about? Do you think it's right or wrong to be made kind of misleading multiple people that you are?
I'm in the middle. I won't say it's right, I won't say it's wrong. Because if the guy is also, if the other partner is double dating, I would not advise you to do the same. But if you feel you doing it will hurt him, God, this matter is so complicated. I don't know what to say. But I feel it's not right, it's not wrong. So it's actually a very confusing aspect at this point. But to me, I think it's the vibe. If he's giving you that vibe, give him that same vibe. Ignore him. See, life goes on. It's not that deep. Life goes on. So if he gives you a particular vibe, give him back that vibe. So that's life. So I don't say it's wrong or it's right, but I'm just actually at the middle. So.
You're just like sweet in the middle, bro.
Exactly. Sweet in the middle.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, you're so sweet in
the middle.
Literally, yeah, like, well, if it's my perspective on the matter, it's just, I just feel like, I think I'm actually with Kimberly on this. I feel like I'm just in the middle. I won't say it's right, but I won't say it's wrong, but I'll just like, it is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is.
I don't really see it as bad. I don't really see it as misleading, but I don't see it as one big scene like that too, because everyone does it, and that's what everybody does, because you don't know who your final person
bus stop is.
Your final bus stop. You don't know who that person is, so you just have to like. There are a lot of fish. Like, I watched one film and the woman was like, there are a lot of fish in the sea. So, you just have to keep on, like, putting your rod inside the water and testing different things out to see, like, what actually sticks. So, what do you think?
That's true. That's actually somehow true, but it's still not right.
It's still not right.
But it's still right. This life is complicated.
This life is not balanced.
At all.
But we're trying to balance. Well, I want to balance that by, you know, testing different people and seeing how far this works and how far this doesn't work. So let me know exactly what you guys think too. Because this is a very complicated matter. And if somebody really wants to take their time and talk about this thing, it can take hours, days, months. Mm. Like, it's a very complicated scenario and different varieties of it. So, both of us are in. So to answer the question, is it right or wrong? Kimberly says she's in the middle.
Yep.
And I feel like I'm also in the middle. So, we're both sweet in the middle about the whole thing. So, that it is what it is. Girls, men are scum and women are scum. So, everybody should just, like, take it as it is. On that aspect, we won't talk about is the double standard. Well, this one is just very simple. It's just like guys specifically, because they feel like if they are talking to you, or if you guys are dating, or something like that, you're not meant to be talking to any other guys, which is not possible. It's not possible.
They feel that you are cheating, or you are giving that same person, because you're not talking to the person. You're not saying, Why are you talking to? Why are you not asking me? Guy, my life has been going on without, before I even knew you. So it will go on.
Did you pay, if you're in my life. Did you pay bride price? I just want to know the bride price.
Guy, I knew those people before I knew. So my life will go on. That's it.
Or maybe they feel you have too many male friends. Or if they, maybe when they feel you have too many male friends,
yes,
they used to get angry about that, and they kind of feel like as if it's double dating. If you have like, maybe so you have a male friend wants to carry you out, they'll be like, why, what's happening?
And I'll follow if you want to go, no problem.
They'll just feel like you're just deceiving them. Yeah, you know, a lot of guys are like that because of friends. They're like, stop talking to this guy, stop talking to this guy, don't be over talking to me. Don't be over talking to me.
If I knew that guy before you.
Nothing. Especially, yes, definitely. You normally know the guy.
Relationships. What kind of
strong friendships?
Are you mature that I stop talking to somebody?
Oh, not to be very. Mm-hmm.
You stop talking to your sister's friends.
Don't mind them.
If you come, enter your room.
That's another aspect of it. You know, that's also an aspect of double dating. When they get jealous over petty things, like maybe you have a lot of male friends or you have a lot of female friends, they get jealous. It actually is very common. Like, I have one friend of mine that, like, her boyfriend basically, like, anytime she posts any mail on her, like, WhatsApp story, the guy will start vexing.
Wow.
And I'll be like, what's happening?
Wow, that's what's nice. Happening? You will not see my angry. No, it's not possible.
You'll be like, what's happening? Like, this one even got to a point that because her male friend used to come to her house, like, she already, so, like, when he actually had to have a talk with the male friend that, what's up, my guy, what's up, what's happening here? So, like, yes, like, they feel like it's double, they feel it's double.
Some girls also feel that way.
Yes, no, because some guys have a lot of female friends. Do not be like, what's happening here? That's it. Another aspect of double dating we'd love to talk about is the aspect of, this is very simple, it's just a question basically. Let's say you go to like an event or something and a guy asks for your number or a girl asks for your number, would you give yes or no? And you already have someone you're talking to, you already have someone that did. Would you actually, and you see this guy, and you feel, okay, if I don't give this guy my number, maybe I'd have lost out of an opportunity. I don't even know. I don't know. So if you see, would you give the guy your number? That's also an aspect of the dating. When you go somewhere, and someone sees you and likes you, and what exactly would you do? Would you give the guy?
Okay, see, my own life is, I would never do
that. Would you give the guy your number? Say, sorry, I'm in a relationship. Oh, sorry. No,
that's someone. Childish. That's fucked up. I will give you my number. See, ba, it is like, if you want to ignore someone, you can ignore someone. And nobody will talk to you. Nobody can tell you shit. Nobody can talk to you.
Because guys, you that are double.
I will give you my number. Or you message me, I talk to you. One day, 2 days. The next day, you're down.
Why are you down?
I'm not answering you. Because I don't want to answer you. I've seen what you're coming for and I'm not interested. But I will not snub you by not giving you my number. That's disrespectful. I will not want somebody to do the same.
To me.
Like, when I see now, I want to meet Kizdani. I'm seeing Kizdani and I meet him. I say, please, can I have your contact? Kizdani now snub me. I'll cry. I'll faint.
Yeah.
So I will not want to do the same thing to you. So
yeah, if he deceives you, he'll be like, he has a girlfriend.
Yeah, no, I'll faint. You will not faint, but me, I'll faint. So me telling you, no, I'm not giving you my contact is not reasonable. Even if you don't want to
do that. Oh, that's not even called an event, just somewhere.
Anywhere, no. But if you are all. Sorry, but if you are Wawa, stop joking.
My life cannot
be seen talking to a Wawa person, but if you're a Wawa. Guy, okay,
stop this thing now. You just be like, if somebody's so ugly,
see, it's the truth. If you're my spec, then I'll give you my number, but I'll not talk to you. We'll talk, but I'll not be
So if, and if the guy asks you, if the guy asks you, you have a boyfriend, and you don't say you do, what do you now say?
No, why would you stop me when you know you are wawa? You stop me on the road. That's for my number. You have my. I said that means I'm married. That means I'm married. Do I even walk? But I'm not gonna say I'll walk past. That you know, walking past. I'll walk past. I'm not gonna say you don't stop. Don't stop me. Wawa. Yeah, well, you don't have. Don't stop me. Don't.
Basically, she just trying. Well, basically, me, my own perspective. If a guy asks for my number, and I feel like I have someone, or I feel like, oh, I'm already with someone, then yeah, I'm definitely. What am I? Why won't I give you my number? Do I? We have not paid my bride price yet, so all this talk. Not
no, me. I'll give you if I like the person. I'll give you my number. We can be friends if you.
We can even be friends.
I can be posting you. I'll say, crush of life. You're my crush.
We can be friends. Do you know sometimes things just lead to friendships? So
true.
Yeah, it's not always romantic. You could make a very good friend, so you don't even know. So you shouldn't always assume somebody just wants your number because of romantic something. So so in conclusion of this, of today's topic, I'd just like to say double dating is a very, very, very sticky scenario, and it just sometimes
it's not right, it's not wrong. So.
And then sometimes it blows up in your face.
It's fucked up. At times you do it and you pass, you get
sick. Yes, sometimes if you are lucky, nobody ever knows.
Nobody.
So it just
and you really, get a good mark.
You get a good mark. So we just like to say for all those people that are double dating, just be careful, just be smart about it. Don't lose guard. Don't lose guard.
Exactly.
Just don't lose guard.
Just be smart about it. Don't even do it if you cannot do it. Like the way us, we cannot cheat in exam. We can't. We can't. We'll shake. We'll faint. So don't do it.
So thank you again for listening to another episode of Chit Chat with Fat X. I'm your host, Fat X. And we'll take you. And yeah, we're going to be doing 2 weeks. 2 weeks on Mondays and Thursdays. But for now, I'm just going to be doing a random, so we shall see. Thank you for listening to another episode, and we'll be next. Send your voice messages. Thank you.